We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, which can be found on kabbalahmedia.info, article The Freedom, subtitle One Law for All the Worlds.
Please.
One law for all the worlds. Although the wisdom of Kabbalah mentions nothing of our corporeal world, there is still only one law for all the worlds, as written in the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Thus, all the corporeal entities in our world, that is, everything within that space, be it still vegetative, animate, a spiritual object, or a corporeal object, if we want to distinguish the unique self of each of them, how they differ from one another, even in the smallest particle, it amounts to no more than that desire to receive. This is its entire particular form from the perspective of the generated creation, limiting it in quantity and quality. As a result, there is an attracting force and a rejecting force in it. Yet, anything that exists in it besides these two forces is regarded as the bounty from his essence. That bounty is equal for all creatures and presents no innovation with respect to creation as it extends existence from existence. Also, it cannot be ascribed to any particular unit, but only to things that are common to all parts of creation, small or large. Each of them receives from that the bounty according to the limit of its will to receive, and this limit defies each individual and unit. Thus, I've evidently, from a purely scientific perspective, proven the self-ego of every individual in a scientific, completely criticism-proof method, even according to the system of the fanatic, automatic materialists. From now on, we have no need for those lame methods dipped in metaphysics. And of course, it makes no difference whether this force of the will to receive is a result and a fruit of the material that had produced it through chemistry, or the material is a result and a fruit of that force. This is because we know that the main thing is that only this force imprinted in every being and atom of the will to receive within its boundaries is the unit by which it is separated and distinguished from its environment. This applies to both a single atom or a group of atoms called a body. All other discernments in which there is more than that force are not related in any way to that particle or group of particles with respect to itself, but only with respect to the whole, which is the bounty extended to them from the Creator, which is common to all parts of creation together, without distinction of specific created bodies. Now we will understand the matter of the freedom of the individual according to the definition of the first factor, which we called the source, where all previous generations, which are the fathers and forefathers of that individual, have imprinted their nature. As we have clarified, the meaning of the word individual is but the boundaries of the will to receive, imprinted in its group of molecules.
הרי לעיניך שכל אותם הנטיות שירש מאבותיו
Thus you see that all the tendencies he has inherited from his ancestors are indeed no more than boundaries of his will to receive either related to the attracting force in him or to the rejecting force in him which appear before us as tendencies to stinginess or generosity, a tendency to mingle with people or to be a hermit, and so on. Because of this, they really are his self-ego fighting for its existence. Thus, if we eradicate even a single tendency from that individual, we are regarded as cutting off an actual organ from his essence. It is also considered a genuine loss for all creation, since there is no other like it, nor will there ever be someone like him in the world, in the whole world. After we have thoroughly clarified the just right of the individual according to the natural laws, let us turn and see just how practical it is without compromising the theory of ethics and statesmanship. And most important, how this right is applied by our holy Torah.
What does
it mean that the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't speak whatsoever about our corporeal world?
It speaks about the connection or the opposition between the will to receive and the will to bestow. When it's above this world. In this world, there's only the will to receive.
Doesn't that include all of reality?
Of this world?
Also of this world.
No. Kabbalah teaches us the rules of the upper world.
In this world.
In this world, there's only one force, the will to receive.
And the wisdom of Kabbalah does not speak of that.
You're missing the second force, the will to bestow.
Another question. He says here there are limits on the will to receive, and only that changes. What are those different limits, and as a result of what do they change, these boundaries?
To the extent that the will to receive is under a boundary or a certain measure.
What's the boundary of the will to receive?
To what extent it can cause its forces, its control.
Who determines this boundary of the will to receive?
Itself, the will to receive in it.
Can you expand these boundaries? A person does it?
No, that's something else. A human is the only creature that can change the boundaries of its own will to receive. Okay? Yes.
How can we eradicate some kind of tendency? He says here that it's already in a person's nature from previous generations, etc. So how can you eradicate it?
For example,
how can you eradicate a certain tendency in an individual?
Only through coercion. only through coercion.
Externally, I understand, but internally, it's like love, even by coercion. How can you do it? He says also that you mustn't do it.
Yes.
Where is there even an example that it's possible to do it?
You can't. He says, we can see before our eyes that all our tendencies are only the will to receive, etc. Okay. What, Niv?
He describes here two realities. He says, even the greater, all its form of that will to receive, limits it in quality and quantity.
Yes.
Can we describe reality as Kabbalists see it, that everything our desires, that are separated in quality and quantity? What's that image that Kabbalists see?
How can you describe it? How can you depict it?
מסתכל על המציאות.
כן.
הוא מרגיש אותה כהכל כוחות.
Kabbalist, he looks at reality.
רצונות. Yes.
And he feels that all is desires.
Yes.
Are they separate from one another?
From being different.
And what holds these desires, these forces?
What do you mean hold? Sustains them?
Yeah, what sustains them?
The Creator?
There's a force called the Creator.
The abstract upper light, we can call it, that sustains all these forces on its own.
And this relation between this light and these desires, what? It fills it, it surrounds it, what?
Makes everything in order to bring them to identify with him.
Meaning the system is in constant movement to reach identification with him.
Yes.
These forces that a Kabbalist see, these are desires that have two forces, reception and bestowal? Or are there desires in the system that are only reception? Or only bestowal?
The question is, all of them, these two forces act in the intention in order to bestow.
The two forces that are under a certain desire?
Yes.
They both work with the intention in order to bestow. So it's a certain portion that it corrected itself.
Yes.
And there are desires in the system that work only with intention in order to receive.
In the meantime.
And then he says that there is no path. There is no gap between this force of the will to receive, that either the matter is a result of this force or vice versa.
So what are you asking?
How is this clothing of reality that we see, how is that clothed?
That's something you won't know.
And that's why I'm asking you.
That's question. How does the corporeal and the spiritual clothe on one another?
How does this clothe on matter, this desire, this reality of desires?
You won't get an answer, because you have to discover it.
Why? Is there an answer?
Only for the one who discovers.
He says there is no... He says that the matter is a result of this force. Can matter influence these forces, or is it one directional, only these forces influence matter?
So what does he answer?
From what I understand, he says it can be both.
So, just like you understand it,
he says there's no gap if the desire of the will to receive is a result of matter. How can that be? How can this matter influence this? How can it influence it?
That's something you have to discover. It's only revealed within a person.
Okay. Tov, toda.
Okay, thank you.
No.
כתוב שרק הכוח הזה המוטבע בכל בריאה ואטום של הרצון לקבל
הוא הבחינה היחידה of the atom in the will to receive in its borders is the only creation in and of itself.
Yes.
מה שונה?
So what's different?
תקרא שוב.
Read it again.
העיקר ידענו אשר רק הכוח הזה
we have known that only this force of the will to receive of every atom in its will to receive with its boundaries is the only phase in and of itself.
Yes.
So only my perception of the individual, only that belongs to the will to receive.
He doesn't write that.
He
writes that the force implemented in every creation and atom, the will to receive in its boundaries, is the only aspect that's separated in and of itself.
Yes.
So what's he writing?
Read it again.
העיקר ידענו אשר רק הכוח
we have known that only this force
בכל בריאה ואטום
which is in every creation an atom of the will to receive in its boundaries is the only aspect in which he is separated and in and of itself.
Yes. Only the will to receive, that's what we can feel, work with it, turn to it, etc.
It's not clear.
As much as you understand. Meaning the will to receive itself is something we don't yet understand.
What
is mutual? There is something mutual, it is something separate.
There is something mutual and there is something separate. That's true. What's common is the will to receive between all of creation. What's different is the difference that there is between the Creator and all the created beings.
From attaining the separate, do we attain the mutual?
Not necessarily. We don't have the vessels for that in the meantime.
It's
like you said that we don't attain the will to receive. So if we attain it in its separate form, will we then attain its mutual form?
Possibly. We have to work on that. And until we feel in us new vessels are born accordingly, we will be able to feel, to understand, to distinguish between our new vessels where we can research creation. In the meantime, we can't investigate, we can't research creation. And we don't have the ability. Through what? How can I approach creation, understand it, or feel it? We don't have with what? Only under the condition that I feel in me what the will to receive is, what the will to bestow is, what's the difference between the two, what's common between them. And if so, I may come close to nature. Otherwise, no. The Creator wants to give us the will to bestow. In the meantime, we're rejecting it. We don't want to receive. We do not want to receive from the Creator the will to bestow. So how can we advance?
So how will we advance?
We're continuing as much as we can, hoping that the Creator will have mercy. There's no other chance. Okay. Soon we're going to have a Congress. We'll connect strongly, knowing that we have no choice, but in the connection between us, can we find that force that will explain to us everything, connect us, and so we'll break through. Yes. It's a very special time. Yes.
In relation to the convention, 10 days from now, I wanted to ask about it. I see that we come every morning and we read a Rabash article. And I feel that getting benefit from the article depends, and also being inspired, it also depends on the renewal of my vessels that takes place in our preparation in the tent. That as long as I'm filled with something that I had before, I'm not able to connect to the light that goes through the article. And the same question about the convention. How do we, in the ten, renew our vessels to come to the convention and to receive from it what it truly wants to give? How do I renew my preparation for this reception?
Only connection. We have to renew the connection between us every moment in a way that the form of connection, the force of connection will all the time will show me new things that weren't there before or will seem to me as new, not like before. And before they're shown to me as new, I have to understand that I don't understand anything, I'm not connected to anything, and there's no chance to reach an understanding or a feeling about spirituality, etc. And this is why, if we talk about the situation as we have today, that almost 3 hours, 2.5 hours, we've been, but we seemingly have no feeling that we've attained anything and advanced towards something, that's actually a good state.
We learned this morning that the cup needs to be filled with a blessing, and only if I'm empty, then I can fill this full cup that's filled with a blessing. So I'm asking how to be empty in a healthy way towards the convention. How can I prepare my tent to come with yearning, with inspiration, renewed towards this convention?
We're learning that all of the attainment has to come to the opposite form, the opposite. And the more extreme these two states are, the more we attain, both in quantity and in quality, this right phenomenon. Let's hope we'll do that. Let's hope we'll attain.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, friends.
What do they?
So towards the convention, we have an update from Senka.
Yes, what?
אז עכשיו דווקא כל השאלות כיוונו לזה, אנחנו...
Yes, with a lot of joy, all the questions were aimed towards this. We'll have a gathering of friends a week before the convention. We'll have preparation. We'll renew our unity. This will be Sunday.
Yeshivat Chavarim, a gathering of friends.
Yes, a world gathering of friends. We ask you to come prepared. Prepared with yearning in your heart to come to a true prayer. Because eventually we need to reach a prayer. And I hope that we'll arrange this in Petach Tikva. We'll be downstairs in the hall. We'll sit in a circle. We'll have the outer circle, we'll have women, and by that we will sail towards the convention, sail towards prayer. Come everyone, we'll do the maximum we can towards the convention and prepare a convention. This will be a prayer before prayer.
Sunday at
6?
This upcoming Sunday, 25th of June, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Israel time, there'll be a gathering of friends, preparation for the Asia Convention. It'll take place on the Aravut system and in the hall in Petach Tikva. Everyone is invited, men and women. In addition, registration for the World Kabbalah Convention has been opened, convention.clear.one. So go in and sign up. Broadcast schedule for today. Today we'll meet for the afternoon lesson at 12 p.m. Israel time. Well, that will conclude and we'll sing a song.
To survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony. Of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you, how good to be together with you, how good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other.